AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump signed a bill funding the federal government and ending the partial shutdown.
I'm thrilled to sign the Consolidated Appropriations Act to immediately reopen the federal government and fund the vast majority of operations through the rest of the fiscal year.
Ed Donahue has more.
It sets the stage for a debate in Congress over Homeland Security funding. The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says agents are getting more body cameras.
These agents, these officers are doing heroic work trying to keep our communities safe, and it's unconscionable to us that you would have Democrat mayors and governors trying to impede that work, encouraging their citizens to get in the way.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Minneapolis today, immigration officers with guns drawn arrested activists who'd been trailing their vehicles. Meanwhile, a judge ruled the man charged with squirting apple cider vinegar on Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar remain in jail. A Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that U.S. Central Command says aggressively approached a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. It comes with talks planned between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says
these talks, as of right now, are still scheduled. President Trump is always wanting to pursue diplomacy first, but obviously it takes two to tango. You need a willing partner.
President Trump met with Colombian President Gustavo Petro at the White House today after Petro posted a picture of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, with a signed inscription reading, "You are great." This is AP News. In France, prosecutors raided the offices of social media platform X, part of an investigation into allegations that include spreading child sexual abuse images and deepfakes. They've also summoned owner Elon Musk for questioning. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 fell 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1.4%. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other big tech stocks fell. So did software companies that investors saw as potential losers to competitors powered by artificial intelligence. Most stocks in the S&P 500 rose, including Palantir Technologies, which reported a better profit than expected. Gold and silver prices bounced higher following their latest sell-off. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.